Good to see everyone this morning. Before we start, let's go to God in prayer. Almighty God, we thank you again for this day. We thank you for being alive and being able to come here. Bless each one that comes, help us learn the truth and apply it to our lives. We remember those who are sick, so many going through health problems, and just pray you'll help them get well, if it be your will, or a portion of their health. Help us teach the truth. Forgive us of our sins, God, and thank for Jesus, your Son. In his name, amen. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5. We're going to start beginning there in chapter 5. Ephesians has been a pretty good book, I think. A real good book. Teaches us how to live. In chapter 4, how to live the Christian life and what we're to do and not to do. And chapter 5 is going to talking about being followers of Christ. And we'll start there in verse 5, or chapter 5, and just go as far as we get and start there next week, Lord willing. Read a couple verses here and go over them. Bible says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." It's King James Version. Okay, being followers of Christ, it says. What all can we say about that? Can we just say, yeah, I follow God or Christ? We can say that, but what's all that involve? Can someone want to answer some of that? Okay. Right. Yes. Not just read this or know it, but like Dave said, we do it, don't we? Imitate God. Be imitators of God. I think that maybe some versions might say that. Be therefore followers of God as dear children. Dear children. I think he's saying it's a favorite children. We're God's favorite people when we're children of God. And as parents, sometimes we have children, maybe some people might have 7 or 8 children, and they love them all. But sometimes we might have one we favor. Just even in church, we have friends, we love them all. But we're closer to some people than others. That's just the way it is. But that don't mean we don't love everyone. Beloved, favorite children, we're God's favorite children. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us. God and Christ, they're telling us to walk in love. Did they walk in love? Do they walk in love? Sure do, don't they? That's what God is, he's love. Christ is love, because he died for us. Right there it is. Also hath loved us. He's not telling us to do something he don't do or wouldn't do. Has given himself for us. He offered himself as a sacrifice. You know, when they sacrifice animals in the Old Testament, they had to be almost perfect. God wanted them to have a perfect sacrifice, perfect animal. Our Lord was perfect, wasn't he? Did no sin. And yet he was a sacrifice to God, and he pleased God, his Father. It says, for a sweet-smelling savor, please God what Christ did. Any comments? A lot in there. Walk in love as Christ loved us and has given himself for us. Now he's going to talk about things not to do. Someone want to read 3 through 6. Verse 3 and through verse 6, please. Through 6. Okay, thanks. Okay, now, we said we follow God, follow Christ in love, and do those things that please him, because he went to the cross for us. That's love, isn't it? Fornication. All in the acts of uncleanness. It shouldn't be once a part of a Christian. Covetousness, being greedy, wanting something else that belongs to someone else, covetousness, Let it not be once named. Dave just read, not once. That's not be supposed to be in our lives or in our thoughts, to be have these in our mind and heart and do what? Do those things. Let it not be once named among you as what? Become saints, as we become children of God. Saints is another word for Christian or children of God. It's not being perfect. Neither, verse 4, filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Any kind of unwholesome talk, dirty language, any foolish joking or jesting, which are not convenient. It's not part of what God wants us to do, is it? But He wants us to give thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, just said that, covetousness, which is an idolater, that's worshiping idols, whatever you want to say, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ. That means heaven, doesn't it? We're involved in those things. We can't expect heaven. That's what it says there anyway. And that's true. In the kingdom of Christ and of God. Then he says in verse 6, they've read, let no man deceive you. Let no man force you or get you into these things with you with vain words. Anything that's vain words is empty. It's useless. Could be false teaching. Anything. Vain words. For because of these things, what happens? Verse 6. What happens? Yep. Wrath of God. Another word, maybe anger. Anger of God. The Bible says in Psalms, God is angry with the wicked every day. So we can't say God's just, He is love, but He's also a jealous God, and he wants people to know what's right, and He's angry if we don't. Wrath of God, there it is. We get filled with the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit when we are baptized. But that don't mean He'll stay with us if we don't follow God. It's like Tyler was saying about the Holy Spirit. I was reading, Mary and me was on the porch when we was reading about Psalms 51. Turn to Psalm 51. You remember David, when he sinned against God with Bathsheba, and that's Psalms 51 is a chapter that, if you read it, and really talks about a man that repents. Psalms 51, we're not going to read the whole chapter. I'll let Tyler read a little bit there if he would. As soon as I see here what I want. Okay. Would you read, it's going to be a lengthy reading, 1 through 12, Tyler, chapter 51 of Psalms. This is a man who repents and is sorry for his sins. Okay. Is that a man that repented? The Holy Spirit is part of God and Christ. He's a part of the three. And, as Tyler, that's good to bring that up. That's why I wanted to go to Psalms, because he said, create me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. He knew he'd sinned against God, and he wants to get right with God. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. There it is. And take not, verse 11, thy Holy Spirit from me. So, it's possible after we receive the Holy Spirit, if we don't do what God wants, live right, and are in sinful ways, we can lose our salvation. Talking about Going back there, verse 4 in chapter 5, Ephesians, filthiness or foolish talking, wrong jokes, dirty jokes, it's not to be a Christian way. Years ago in the mine, after I become a Christian, someone would start a joke and I'd stop and I'd say, "Is this fit to listen to?" And they said, "Oh yeah." So I'd listen to it. If it was clean, it was good. The other day, Jim and me was in here, and Ernie, if I remember right, Ernie told a little joke, and I know when Ernie tells a joke, it's clean. So it was a good one. Or good and bad fruit. You don't mix berries with apples, or not that they're not bad, but anyway, going on to that joking. It's good, clean jokes, fine. Okay, where are we at here? Verse, Tyler read through 12, I think. Pardon? Oh, that was in Psalms. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go back to Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll read 5 and go on through this. "For we know that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater," covetousner or whatever, "hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." And then we said, "Let no man deceive you for these vain words. And the wrath of God, the anger, comes upon the children of disobedience." God is a loving God, and he's also a God of wrath. The Bible teaches that. He don't like sin. He loves the sinner if they're willing to repent and change. "Be not ye therefore partakers with them." Shouldn't run around with people that are in these sinful things. Not that we don't associate. God, we have to associate people if we ever want to win them over, don't we? Okay. "For ye were sometimes..." These people here, we, that's us, Christians, we were sometimes in darkness. Before we become a Christian, did we do those things, some of us? Did we listen to wrong jokes? Sure, some of us did, maybe some of us didn't. If he's raised in the church, I was not, and I had to learn a lot. It's a blessing if you're raised in the church. That's a blessing. If your parents were faithful and taught you what's right. "Let no man..." Okay. "We were sometimes darkness," verse 8, "but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Walk in the light. 1 John chapter 1. Walk in the light. Verse 9, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." What are the fruits of the Spirit? Someone want to name a couple of them? Yes, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those are good ways to live, isn't it? Fruit of the Spirit, verse 9. He says it's in all goodness. They're all good, those things. And they're right. And what is that? Truth. God's Word, it's truth, isn't it? Now he wants us to prove about what is acceptable unto the Lord. He's telling us what is acceptable there, the fruits of the Spirit, living the Christian life. How do we prove it? How can we prove that's the way we live? Okay. Yes, Word of God. Pardon?
I said we should judge ourselves,
make sure we are. Yeah, examine ourselves, yes. We have to have the book open, don't we? And that's how we improve it, by going to God's Word and knowing it. We can prove what's right. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, this is how we prove too. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, that's teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's how we prove it. Right there it is. And we can get, it says for correction. If we're not doing right, we can get corrected by God's word or correct someone in the teaching. Any comments, please talk up. And all those virtues you talked about in 2 Peter on down, as I quoted last week, I believe, if you do these things, you will never fall, it says. That tells us we can fall from grace. Someone want to read verse 12, chapter 5, Ephesians? Okay. Paul said, it's a shame even to speak of those things, all those sinful things we just went over. But Paul brings them out. He talks about them because it has to be done. But it's a shame anybody will take these things and live that way instead of living from God. It's a shame, isn't it?
Even on commercials.
Yeah. Everywhere you look anymore. And they have so goofy commercials anymore, I think. Just, I'm always complaining to the mayor about them. And shows. You have to switch them or do something. Okay. We have to remember God knows everything we do, everything we think, everything we see, everything we hear, don't he? And we have to be careful. And I'll tell you, no one's perfect. Not saying we're perfect, but God knows we're trying or not, doesn't he? Another verse I believe is in the Psalms, or God knows a word you're going to say before it even comes out. So we have to be careful. And who else quoted scripture there?
Satan.
Yeah. Satan said it is written, and he's tempting God. Satan knows scriptures, don't he? They sure don't help him. Verse 13, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest is light. Verse 14, wherefore he says, awake, God says this, awake thou that sleeps, and rise from the dead, and Christ will give thee light. What's he saying? Wake up in the mornings from sleep. Yes. He's talking, wake thou that sleeps. Being spiritually dead. We can be Christians and still be dead spiritually. That's what he's saying there. If we're not doing God's work, if we're not studying, if we're not attending worship, if we're not Bible studies, whatever it is that God wants us to do, we can become spiritually dead. He said, arise from the dead, come alive, and Christ, what? Shall give you light. Christ will let us learn and walk in the light if we do what he wants. Another verse reminds me of being spiritually dead. In Revelation, it says, Christ does not want us to be what? Lukewarm or cold. He'd rather us be cold than lukewarm. That means just getting by, I'll do this. Well, I don't have to do that. Just floating along as a Christian. That's lukewarm. He will not have that. That makes me think I need to do better myself. I don't want to pass on and be lukewarm. It says it all, doesn't it? Those verses there. Thank you. Our time's just about gone. Let's read one more verse and then we'll start there next week, please. Verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. God wants us to be wise. And there's books in Proverbs tells us how to get wise and wisdom. It's better than gold and rubies, is to have wisdom. He says, don't walk as fools. Anyone doing these things is foolish, but walk as wise. Redeeming the time, one more, verse 16, because the days are evil. So we'll start there next week and go finish maybe chapter 5. Thank you.